Yeah.
We gotta take you to the brand new world.
To the brand new world.
We're gonna wake you for the brand new world.
Get your hands up, baby.
We gotta take you to the brand new world.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Five Leaf Clover Podcast. I'm your host, Luke, and today we have another chapter of Black Clover, as it was off last week, and it has returned for this week. And today's chapter, it is chapter 353. It is just me today. I'm not sure what's going on with Kevin, but he's not able to make it today, but that's okay. I still wanted to put out an episode because, you know, I don't want to hold up any delays. So on the news side of things, there's not really much to talk about. I really don't have anything to share with you guys other than some type of some spring animes that are coming up around the corner that everyone should probably put down on their list to get ready to watch, because we've got some big names that are returning for new seasons and even brand new shows. So Dr. Stone New World season 2 is coming out, or is it season 3? I'm not even sure. I believe this is season 3 actually. So we got that. We got Eden Zero season 2, which obviously is going to be really good. I'm not sure how they're doing that. I wonder if that's going to be straight on Netflix, just like how they did the other one, because that was live on TV Tokyo, but it never came out live like on streaming platforms. We had to wait till it got onto Netflix. So that's that. We have the Gundam series of the Mercury one that came out at the end of last year, which is funny that it's season 2 is just coming out this spring, which I'm actually pretty excited about. This anime was really freaking good, so keep that up there. We got Demon Slayer season 3, Swordsmith arc, which is really gonna be really good. They did premiere it in the movie theaters for episode 1, so that was there for everyone to get a sneak peek of what the next arc may be about. They didn't really go into it too much, but we got to see like some of the new characters that were introduced and going to be in part of this Swordsmith arc. And the upper rank demons, that was a pretty cool explanation, like the ranks of demons changed, and we kind of got to see who might be upper rank 1 and who he may be. So that was very interesting. We got Mashle, Magic and Muscles. That is a comedy, action, adventure, magic, like Harry Potter meet One Punch Man type of series that's coming this spring. That's actually one of the top ones that I'm looking forward to. Let's see what else we got here on this list. I think that's it really to really mention. Yeah, I don't really see anything else that I want to mention out. Like, there's a couple other ones. There's a series called The Reborn to Master the Blade, from Hero King to Extraordinary Squire. Looks pretty good. I saw the trailer, so I added it to the list. It's just another isekai. I figured, why not add one? And another one I think I added was this one, and it's called Hell's Paradise. This one actually looks pretty promising. Plus, it's done by Mappa Studios, so that was like kind of given. Like, you kind of have to watch it. Anything done by Mappa, you gotta watch. And yeah, that's about it. We got the Black Clover movie that's coming out June 6th, so keep that. Oh no, June 16th. My bad. But yeah, they got a new trailer out. I think there's two different trailers now. So this one looks interesting. It is canon. Not canon, my bad. It is not canon. It's just an anime original. So it is based on its own thing. So don't have it thinking that it's tying up with the series itself. It's not. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, I'm keeping my list short this year. I went kind of crazy over the winter. I had like 16, 17 new series that I added, and that was just too much. But yeah, that's that. I did see the new Boruto episode that came out this weekend. Much better than last week, so I must say, like, they did a phenomenal job with the animation this week. I don't know, maybe they heard me talk shit, but yeah, definitely a much better episode. It was the fight Kawaki versus Boruto, well, Usiki versus Momoshiki or whatever the frick their names were called. But yeah, that was the full battle length of this episode, and it was really good, very well done animated, so I was pretty happy to see that, and just kind of seeing how long this arc is going to last till they start going back into fillers, because it's like it could end at any moment and just go into filler because the manga's not that far ahead, so it's, you know, eventually it probably will go into filler like in a couple weeks, but I am enjoying it, I suppose, in the meantime. And yeah, I think that's it for me. I don't have anything else to share, so I guess we can just get right into this week's chapter. So this is the Black Clover podcast, the Five Leaf Clover, and we're going to be reviewing chapters 354 this week, with the chapter returning again next week, which is awesome. So no breaks next week. Hopefully Kevin will be here next week, so it's not just me, because it sounds so awkward, I must say. So we go into the first page, page 354, Judgment Day, and we get a picture of Lucius and some of his minions. He says, "Come, the day of judgment has arrived. Let us take the first steps for the sake of the true world peace." And you get a shot of the Clover Kingdom from a distance, kind of like where like the hedge village is. It's a very far shot, and then you can see like the royal capital just sitting on top of a mountain. Honestly, I didn't know it looked like that. It's actually pretty cool. Is it me or is it transformed, or like what the hell is going on here? All right, so yeah, it looks like the capital has became a fortress itself. We get a shot of the magic knights. They all jump onto this building that's standing in front of the Clover Kingdom, and we get I can't really tell from the distance, but one looks like Mara Leona. We got Yami, we got Jack the Ripper, William Vengeance, and then we got Yuno flying in. As Yuno flies in next to William Vengeance, he says, "All brigades are in position." And you get all the town folks from all different kingdoms all together waiting for this attack to happen. "We've evacuated all the citizens to the noble realm and tighten the surrounding defenses." And then we get a shot of the Heart Kingdom, where we get Laura Pechka, we get the other guardians, which is pretty cool. We haven't seen those people in a long time. And then we get mages from the Spade Kingdom, we get Yuno's mom, and the rest of the, I forgot what they were called. What are they called? Shit, that's gonna bug me now. I know they were part of the guard. They're called guard something. And then it goes into William Vengeance and Yuno speaking to each other. He's like, "Unfortunately, we weren't able to track Lucius. We'll just have to intercept any enemy that attacks. We've sent messengers to the neighboring kingdoms telling them to be on alert." And then Yuno's mom's like, "Yuno." And then you get another shot on the next page of some captains and vice captains. This is pretty cool. You get like the Crimson Lions together. You get a shot of Fugolia and Mara Leona just clenching their fists ready for battle, and the rest of the Crimson, like Leo and some of the other guys. And then on the bottom, you get the purple orcs with Caesar, Kaiser. Krauser Buns, Sizer Buns. Yeah, they're all ready for attack. And we get another shot of the Silvas, which is Nozel, Solid, and Nebra, and the rest of their crew. Then we get the Aqua Deer's Reel and his vice captains and mages. And it says, "With every magic knight we have, You go on to the next page, and it's Charlotte with Yami. And Charlotte is calling over Yami. Yami, you have a moment? This is, I've been avoiding you lately. I must apologize. In this battle, I'll fight and carry out my mission without letting a personal feeling get in the way. That's all I wanted to say. As Yami looks over like, huh? What the fuck? The heck? Nobody's worried about the battlefields, comrade prickly queen. Well, once the fight's over, let's go get a... Alright, you can't hold your liquor. Ha ha ha. Yami laughs. Come get tea with me then. There's something I want to talk to you about. Ooh. And Charlotte blushes. And it looks like you get a image of... I can't really tell who this is. It's just like a corner shot of their face. And it's he's just saying, I see. In that case, let's win this. Oh no, maybe that is Charlotte. Yeah, that's Charlotte. I don't know why they cut off her entirely face, making it hard to figure out who the fuck that is. All right, and she says, I see. In that case, let's win this, and I'll give you my undivided attention. And you get Jack the Ripper looking down at his sights. Keh. If you're coming, bring it. I'll just slash you up. And right behind Jack the Ripper, there is a building, and on top of it you get a beam of light, and it's Lucius himself coming down using time magic, and he says, hello there, tick tock citizens. And all the mages turn around, Lucius, and then we finally get to see, wait, what the fuck, why is Noct with Lucius? Noct, you jerk. I knew I hadn't seen you around. Did he already mess you? Wait, no. That's... No! He brought fucking Noct's brother back. Holy shit, Morgan. Oh my god, and he transforms and instantly kills Jack the Ripper. What the fuck? Yeah, so he, this is Morgan. This is not Noct. And Jack the Ripper realizes it right off the rip, but before he's able to respond back to anything, he, in the next page, you just get Morgan, that's completely purified transformation from Lucius's power, and you see Jack the Ripper's arms being chopped off and a gigantic hole in the center of his chest, like stomach area. Like, what? And then light magic. Morgan. Hello, Yami. It's been a while, I assume, as you get Morgan just laughing. What the fuck? Wow, I did not expect that. I knew he was going to bring back someone fucking... We know that he was going to bring back high-level magic knights, but damn, I did not expect something like this. Holy shit. Well, I gotta say, doesn't look like Jack the Ripper's slashing anything up. And then you get another being. What the hell? All right, so this is one of the other guys I was working with, the triads. Anyone who falls to me is fortunate before you're reborn. You'll help to advance the evolution of sorcery studies. And shit, I'm really bad at remembering names right now. This is the guy that I was working with, the Dark Triad, that was opening up the gates. I don't know why I'm drawing blanks, but that's that guy. What the fuck is his name? Wow, I sure can't remember. Alright, never mind. Whatever, we'll get back to that. And then you get Fugolian and Mariliona, and they're both like, what the fuck? Who cares about the complicated stuff? They look worth burning. And then you get Nozelle and them just looking very shocked of what they're witnessing. It can't be. Oh my god, don't tell me they just brought back fucking their mom. Yeah, they did. Who'd have thought I'd get to fight with you like this, mother? Fuck, so they brought back fucking Silver. Acer, Silva. So, yeah, this is becoming a battle that is gonna really hurt these people. Fuck, holy shit. And then you get another image from the sky on the next page. In the top panel, it looks like lights starting to beam down from the dark clouds. And the citizens are like, the sky, just look, angels. And their kids and the people of the towns and cities are pointing up to the sky. And you see angel wings with angels flying around literally all over the Clover Kingdom. And it's a double spread. And, yeah, it literally looks like a holy... It's like Lucius is bringing the holiness down from the heavens. And he said, and now let us bring happiness to the world. To be continued. Wow. 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 I gotta say, this is by far way better than I expected it to be. This is insane. I didn't expect him to bring back characters that I wasn't really thinking about, but I guess that is possible. I'm like, but I must say, Yuki, what is this? The fucking reincarnation jutsus? Just another reincarnation arc with, like, you know, I get it, but you're bringing back I just wonder who else is going to bring back. We know that the Diamond Kingdom is going to be facing their own shit. So I wonder if they're going to be bringing back any of the Shining Generals that might have been defeated in battle before. I don't know. This is kind of crazy. So we know we got Morgan. Where the fuck's Nock, though? This is definitely a battle for Nock, Yami and... for Nacht. And then the Acer is gonna have damn, that's gonna be a tough one too. I feel like that's gonna be a Noel battle right there, or at least, like, I feel like she's gonna overpower. I currently believe that Noel is maybe just on the same level as Nozel, maybe just a little bit weaker, but I feel like she's gonna probably turn out to be much stronger during this arc. Just because there's been time for training, and we haven't really gotten to see much since she's mastered. I'm assuming she's mastered her new forms, especially if she's still in a hold of Undyne. So if she has her, then yeah. Also, who's got the fourth? We're still waiting for another spiritual creature, so we might be introduced to one. We do got Soth, we got the dragon, and we got Undyne. We're waiting. I think they said that there's four, so we're missing one. I'm kind of curious of what it may be. It's most likely going to be like Earth, because those are like the four elements: water, fire, wind, earth. Well, it could be lightning, but I doubt it. But yeah, this is pretty insane. Hopefully Yami and Charlotte can finally, like, tie down their shit. Hopefully it's not like the same as it was during the battle against the devils, where Nami's on death's door and Charlotte tells him how she feels while he's dead. Or it'll be the other way around. Who knows? But yeah, this chapter was pretty good. Looking forward to next week. I'm just curious, because if I'm not mistaken, the last chapter it just said that his friends are coming to get Asta from the Land of Sun. They're nowhere near the Land of Sun. It doesn't even look like they left. So I'm just curious, like, is Asta just gonna be training and waiting, and then waiting too long, and then comes to find out that everyone's dead? I don't know. This is about to be interesting. I do apologize that this episode is extremely short than compared to the other ones, but I guess that's good because short on time, right? So that means the next week's episode's... But yeah, so I guess that's it. That's the chapter for this week. This is your podcast recap. I'm sorry, it's very awkward, and it's me. But in the meantime, if you guys want to contact me to tell me how shitty I am, and trust me, you can do so by emailing me at thefiveleafcloverpodcast@gmail.com. Our shenanigan portion for prize giveaways is still up. So as long as you guys, even if we're not doing it, you guys can participate. All you have to do is by just emailing us at our email or DMing us or, you know, putting in a tweet saying this is for shenanigans or on Instagram, whatever it is. The Instagram and Reddit pages are at the Five Leaf Clover Podcast. Our Twitter page is at the 5LC Podcast. Just hit us up there. Just give us a question. And if you can stomp us, you get a point. And for when you rack up 5 points, you can turn those into cash. So for each point, it's a dollar pretty much. And you can get up to a free pop for about $15. So yeah, and you can see those items that are possible giveaways are on the lukescollectibles.com. So you can also check my website. Go to lukescollectibles.com and you'll see my selection of stuff. It's still a new site, so products are being entered every day, but I do have a large inventory coming. Right now, I currently have the new One Piece Funko Pop. So we got the Snake Man, we got Jinbei, we got Zoro, we got Kaido coming, we got Big Mom coming, we got Whitebeard coming. We got a bunch of cool stuff also coming. I got some model kits I just got. And we got Scarlet and Violet Pokemon on pre-order. So if you want, you can get those. I have ordered a limited stock, but the more pre-orders I get, the more I'm going to order. So I just want to let everybody know. One Piece is still up. So a few, I think I only got like three Justice. So if you're interested, get those. I do got like about, I have another case of the film edition too, but yeah, to get those before they sell out. I still have them better priced than anywhere else. So look forward to that when you go onto the website. And if you're the listener, you can get a discount. It's Luke's Cat. You'll save 10% on checkout. So that's that. This is your week. This is a week for Black Clover. It's like, nah. Yeah, it is. But it's not a week for Jack the Ripper as he's dead. I really hope he's not dead, but we'll see. All right, and that is the episode. We'll talk to you guys next week. Later.